100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Stoke. It is another Tuesday. We're hitting this on, what is it now, August 5th, which is crazy. Like, respectfully, how is the summer flying by? I feel like I've done maybe two of these episodes all summer, and now it's like, hey, you got two more until training camp for rugby, so buckle up, guys. Anyways, this is Stoke. I'm your host, Jane, and we've got a fun little episode for you guys today. Sorry, last week I wasn't there. You know, I had a family. My mom retired, so shout out Jen, happy retirement. And while I was there, I bumped into a loyal fam, Kimmy Mervin, and she gave me this awesome idea of it's like, I didn't have a name for it, but I'm calling this playlist Everything is Connected. And it's because I'm gonna go through each artist, and the next song will relate to that artist somehow. Like, they have a connection to the next artist within each other, or there's some crossover, something has happened. So it's really fun. I thought it was a cool idea, and I'm just so thrilled and excited for you guys. So also, in the time that I was gone, I got to see the great Tyler, the Creator, in person at the concert. I went to Toronto day one. It was fantastic. It was really hot. I will say he did seem pretty tired. It was near the end of his tour, and it was pretty a short, cut, sweet concert. Like, there was no encore, nothing. He was pretty done with it, I think. But it was great. And if you don't know the lore, he dropped Chromacopia last year, and then literally the Monday before I had this concert, he dropped a new album called Don't Tap the Glass, and I was listening to it at work, and it is so awesome. Like, so fantastic. And I thought, what better way to get this playlist started, because that's the hardest part, is to play my favorite song off that album, and it's called Sugar on My Tongue. And it's just this like fun dance music. Like, all he is really emphasizing throughout this album is he wants people to dance more, stop, you know, recording stuff, just enjoy the moment. So I'm gonna start with Sugar on My Tongue, and then we'll get into the next artist from there. Enjoy, guys.
Like sugar on my tongue, tongue, tongue. Your body is so sweet, sweet, sweet. Invite me if you. It's all I want to eat, eat, eat. Tell your mama, tell them what. Tell your daddy, tell them what. Tell them, let you know what you heard about me. Tell your mama, tell your mama, tell your daddy.
Sugar on my tongue.
down. You wanna be my friend? No, 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 no.
All right, well, that was the first song to get us into this, and was it not a banger, respectfully? Like, was that not the best song you've ever heard? He dropped that album, and I was like, are you kidding me? And then I was waiting and waiting at the concert. I was like, maybe he'll play something, because he went through his old discography, didn't get the play, and then a week later, he's at, like, Ocean Lollapalooza, and it gets played. So, bit of a stab to the heart, but that's okay from there. All right, so we are going to go into our next artist, which is Steve Lacy. And Tyler, the Creator, and Steve Lacy have paired up a lot. They've collabed with many different songs. There was some, like, as far back as 2015. He was on Flower Boy. He was on Chromacopia. There's a lot more to it. We'll get into it a little bit later through, like, Tyler's past endeavors kind of thing. But Steve is always kicking around. They're kind of the same vibe. Like, when you listen to their music, you can get why, you know, they get along. It's super awesome. I love both their music a lot. Like, Steve Lacy is also on my list of going to see and watch perform live. So I'm trying to think of the best song that I liked from Steve Lacy, and Playground is one of them. It is off the, like, Orange album, if you know what it's like, what it looks like. It's called Apollo. There's so many good songs off this. Like, Basement Jack, I was going to play as well, but I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's just play Playground. It's not explicit, no cutting needed whatsoever, but it's super fun. Playground is a great song. So, yeah, Steve Lacy and Tyler, there's been kind of some beef sometimes online, but, like, you know what? They still produce music together and still make music, so that's the best you're going to get. So, from Tyler, the Creator, to Steve Lacy, this is Playground.
Thank you.
Okay, so this next person we've got from Steve Lacy, and if we're starting with Tyler, the Creator, you cannot skip on Callie Uchis. She is, like, in part, like, one of Tyler's favorite collabs. I think they both have openly said that they love each other. And so is Steve Lacy. Like, funny enough, the song I'm going to play is Just a Stranger, which features Steve Lacy. And I'm not just doing that because I'm like, oh, this fits perfectly. It's one, a song that is probably one of my favorite songs she's made. And two, it just, like, it's got such a fun, like, beat and groove to it. I found it last summer and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. Anyways, Callie Uchis, she is so wonderful. There was a couple songs I was, like, debating to play between, but I'm like, okay, this fits pretty perfectly. She is probably one of my favorite features. Like, if I see her on a Tyler feature or, you know, any of the above, like, I'm very excited. She has a really fun and beautiful voice, and she's just pretty cool. I really like her vibe. So that's what's going to be next. It's Just a Stranger featuring Steve Lacy by Callie Uchis. Enjoy.
Judge, just wanna have a little fun.
Yeah, come on.
No, I won't be here for long. Some will say I'm on the run. Go and say what you want.
You're just a stranger watching from the bleachers, cause you can't take the danger.
She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my
watching from the bleachers, cause you can't take the danger.
She wants my $100 bills. She don't want love. She wants my $100 bills. She don't want
she wants my money, 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 she
falling for ya.
Oh yeah.
Baby, if I told you that you wreck my world, want ya around me, yeah. Let me call you my girl, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. I can give you the life you deserve, just say what gotcha.
That song that you just heard is called The Girl by The Internet and Kay Trinata. So the connection there was going to be Kay Trinata because Kali Uchis and him do a lot of featuring on each other's stuff. From my understanding, he's a bit of a producer. He will, you know, he has some songs and stuff, but he's more of a producer. But when I was doing my research, I didn't realize that The Internet is a spinoff of a, what they call a splinter project of Odd Future, which from the get-go was going to be Tyler, the Creator. He made, how he became famous was he made this like group of musicians called Odd Future, which included like Frank Ocean, Earl Sweatshirt, like all these different guys, and they were like making music together, whatever. And then they all split off and obviously had these awesome solo, you know, projects and stuff and careers. But it's funny, this, I guess, is coming from Odd Future. This is like the next generation of Odd Future. And in it is Steve Lacy and some other like random guys. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of funny. I'm like, oh my God, this goes to show that these levels of people just run so deep because they're all connected. Like, this is a connection from Steve Lacy to Tyler because he was in Odd Future. And then it's like, this is the baby of that. And anyways, I just thought it was a cool pull to play this song. And it's a great song. That was The Girl by The Internet. And then next person we've got coming from is Pink Panthers, and this is one of her new songs called Tonight. She is just another really, really fun person, and I really like the song she makes. Like, it just is very interesting. And she and Kay Trinata feature each other a lot. Like, I think she's on a couple of his songs and vice versa, whatever. But she is so fun and cool. She's a British kind of more DJ. She gives Charlie XCX vibes, where she's kind of like more of a DJ that can sing kind of thing. And I just thought the song is pretty hype and kind of goes with the more funky, groovy vibe, like a club song vibe, I would say. But I really enjoy the music she makes. I'm very excited to listen to her songs. If you don't know what you know who I'm talking about, she's like that TikTok song that like feels illegal or whatever it is, like the illegal song. And she's had so many other great songs that popped off. So anyways, this is the song Tonight that I heard the other day. I'm like, oh, gotta play it. So we'll get into that. Enjoy.
That's right.
So we went from Pink Panthers to Biba Doobie. And Biba Doobie has a special place in my heart because my close friends from Waterloo really liked her. And I think they both went to see her at some point. But she, I really discovered her kind of later into high school. And because she had like the one song that was kind of like a weird TikTok pop off audio kind of thing, but then I like actually listen to her music and I'm like, oh, this is really good. So I stopped listening to it because I overdid it at one point, and then I've gone back to it. I'm like, oh, it's so good again. So you just got to listen to it in ebbs and flows. But again, this was Last Day on Earth, and she's connected to Pink Panthers because I'm pretty sure they featured each other on a song at some point, and I can just assume that that means they're friends. And that's what I like to assume. So that was the connection there. From there, we're gonna go to a band called Shelly, which featured, like, Claro is in this band, and we obviously know that Claro and Biba Doobie are very like close, similar, very very similar type of music, so it's, I'm sure they've featured on each other's stuff before. But super fun. Shelly had, they, this was this random band, there's a lot of lore here, there's this random band, they released two songs a while ago, probably like 5 to 7 years ago, you know what I mean? And they were super awesome, super good, popped off, was great, because it's like Claro's voice plus Claude, who's also a very like prominent singer, and then two other people that maybe aren't as big, but they're just all friends. And they put these two songs out, everyone loved it, but turns out that Claude was dating one of the members of the band. And then they found out they were cousins or related somehow. So then they dismembered. Obviously, this is like all hearsay, but this is what the rumor mill has. So they found out they were like cousins or something, and then dismembered, like stopped being together. And then all of a sudden, like a couple weeks ago, I was looking on my phone and on Spotify popped up like Shelly knew album or EP release, and they dropped two more songs. So this is an ode to that. This is Cross Your Mind. They had another one that they released, but it's super good. It's a great song. We will listen to it and just think of the lore as we listen to this. Enjoy.
Sister,
Well, welcome back to Stoke. If you're just tuning in, my name is Jane. I am the host of this show. This week, the episode theme is everything is connected and connection. So then every artist and therefore after are connected through some way and somehow. So we heard the band Shelly, and then the next song that you just heard was called Soft Spot by Claude, and Claude is in the band Shelly and was the one person dating their cousin, so we think we don't know yet, that was a great song. I forgot that I've had that liked for a while, and I'm like, oh, that's just a good vibey song, you know what I mean? So from there, I was like looking through Claude, I was like looking through bands that I would know that she's done collabs with and stuff like that. And then I saw the good old Marias were featured on some of their music. And I just love the Marias. They're dropping a bunch of new music right now. I don't really know a lot about their backstory in themselves, but I know that they make good music, that's for sure. So this song is called Paranoia. It's by the Marias. They're, again, more of that vibey, kind of we're heading back into that more chill ambient type of music, and that's definitely what they are. So listen to Paranoia. We've only got a couple left. Stick with it. I'm Jane, and this is Stoke.
City, riding in the
With only two songs left, I think I'm just going to do my spiel before and then let them play out. So from the Marias, we're going with McGee. And McGee, I've said my and spoken my truth about McGee and how much I really love them and his music. He is such a like cool new band and musician that has kind of appeared over the last year and a bit. So big fan of his. But the Marias made a playlist. I was like scouring their Spotify and they made a playlist of, you know, people and songs that they like and encourage people to listen to. And McGee was on there. And I was like, this is so real. Like they sound kind of similar. And I don't know. Excuse me. It sounds cool that they, you know, respect each other. And it's weird to me. I feel like musicians to me shouldn't be listening to music, but obviously they would. Like they need influence. They need to like hear what other people are doing. But it's just funny when they're like, oh, love this song. And I'm like, you could be friends with them. Like, this is crazy. But I'm going to play How Many Miles by McGee. That's off his big album that he released kind of, I think it was like later in the year last year, 2024. But again, I'm a huge fan of his, so I'm also not saying McG this time, so good on me, I've learned. And then from there, we're gonna end it off with McGee. I was looking at some of his influences and where he's gotten his music taste, and a big one was Tame Impala. And I was like, this is perfect because Tame Impala just released a new song and it's called End of Summer. And it's kind of ironic because we're getting close to the end of the summer, at least for me. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of a cool, again, this vibe of this today was a lot more like house dance music. And this is definitely a good song to wrap it up. So, yeah, Tame Impala, maybe we'll be seeing a tour by the end of this year. Who knows? And I would die for that. That would be super cool. So yeah, oh my God, I almost just did it. McGee into Tame Impala. That's how we're going to end our Everything is Connected playlist. I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm your host, Jane. I'll be back next Tuesday. Don't worry. You'll hear this beautiful voice once again. So hope you enjoyed your long weekend. Enjoy this week. Enjoy the beautiful summer while we still have it. And yeah, peace. See you guys next time.
on this week's Release Radar. In partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single released July 25th by local electronic artist Cacao called Light It Up. The new single features Cacao himself on vocals, surrounding the idealism of self-actualization in a grand universal sense. It's a fun, funky, and upbeat electro song guaranteed to make you move and raise your vibration. Accompanied by groovy synth work, punchy drums, and funky vocals, Cacao takes you on a journey of cosmic self-discovery and a whole lot of bass. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Light It Up by Cacao on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.